It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Some people say the events of the last 6 weeks have prompted them to take stock of their own lives and to turn suddenly philosophical. But it was a family story, not a national tragedy, that got commentator Bailey White pondering where we came from and where we're all going.
During the last year, several beloved members of my family have died of what used to be called old age. So we've been spending a lot of time sitting around talking about life and death. The other day, one of us who had worked as a midwife told a story about a remarkable birth she attended years ago in the hills of Middle Tennessee. During most births, she said, the first thing you see is the top of the baby's head as it emerges inch by agonizing inch. But in this birth, the amniotic sac had not ruptured, and the first thing she saw was a bulge in that sac, stretched so thin it was almost transparent. There was no electricity in that Tennessee farmhouse, just kerosene lanterns. And the midwife said that when she held the lantern just right, from time to time she would see through that clear membrane the baby's little wondering face, almost as if she were looking in through a porthole. It was not at all like the first sight you usually get of a baby's face, all squashed and mashed and screwed up from pressure and discomfort. This little baby had the most peaceful face, she said. It would seem to float into view, peer out quizzically, and then retreat as if to pause and consider. At last she managed to break the sack, the water rushed out, and the little baby was born all at once. Anyone who has spent much time at deathbeds knows that dying is a lot like being born. It is an agonizing inch-by-inch struggle through the darkest hours of the night as the dying person, laboring for breath, leads with the top of his head into a place he does not know. Ever since I heard that midwife story, though, I've wondered if somewhere in that struggle, the dying person, like that charmed baby, might catch a glimpse of something heartening, a friendly face, helping hands, and the flicker of a kerosene lantern.
Bailey White lives in South Georgia.